finding the time to make more time. Sounds stupid, right? But I'm not kidding. We often say that we don't have time to organize and plan, that maybe our time is better spent actually doing that work, especially when we're stressed out with deadlines and the like. But the fact is that you've got to organize and plan, or you will not be able to get any of that work that appears more important done. So tasks that often feel more important: social media, client work, video filming, blogging, newsletter writing, Facebook Live, I don't know, whatever other tasks that you set yourself for every week. Maybe you're trying to run your launch. Maybe you're trying to, I don't know, whatever you're doing, okay? None of those tasks will get done if you have not organized and planned. I'm going to repeat that. None of those tasks will get done if you do not organize and plan. And one of the biggest reasons for this is because if you don't organize and plan, you won't even know what has to be done. Okay, so we're going to talk about this and you'll see what I mean. So how often do you sit down to do work and you find yourself 4 hours beyond the loose schedule that you'd even set for yourself, and you get to the end of the day and you just bang your head against the wall with stress and irritation, and you start screaming at people over how stupid you are and how you never get anything done or whatever, and you sit around and you just go, what the heck? This is another day that I didn't get anything done. It's another day that I didn't book any more clients. It's another day that I didn't do what I said I would do. That kind of feeling happens when you organize wrong. When you have tons and tons of stuff on your to-do list, a lot of which, hint, hint, does not need to be there or can be streamlined to not take up so much of your time. And it happens when you don't set yourself some time to work on the mindset stuff that's presenting big problems for you, and you're basically walking into work with your head in a foggy cloud instead of walking in mentally and emotionally strong enough and capable to keep the clarity and keep working. So we're going to set you some specific time to organize, to get that clarity and centeredness that is so incredibly vital for being able to continue with your day and help you keep your head clear throughout the day, to keep getting work done, to keep implementing by setting you simple check-offable tasks of big, instead of big, daunting, scary tasks. So we've worked a little bit on goal setting before. We've gotten clear on our vision, and by so doing, we got clear on why we started our business in the first place. But in this module, I want to share with you a way to keep the system going and to organize all the stuff that you've been learning in this program into tasks that you can actually get done and start seeing the results from. So the initial time you do this exercise is probably going to take you a lot longer than it will normally take you in your everyday to-day life if you keep this up, okay? So just know it's going to take a little long. Give yourself tons of time to do it. Tons of time to do it, says Cookie Monster. But as you continue onward, you will set aside time to update your goals, strategies, and checklists, and it won't be as overwhelming anymore, okay? So there are three simple steps here in this exercise, and it walks through this again in the strategy pages, okay? So what you're going to end up with is a simple checklist and a simple schedule. What you're going to end up with is something basically akin to an assignment that you get in like elementary school where they hand you a checklist and say, just check those boxes, girl, you got this. It's essentially the same thing, only you're going to build it for yourself. And what it basically means is that you separate the time that you need between sort of brainstorming, mindset work, clarity, goals, etc., dreaming big, all that great stuff, and just buckling down and doing the work. And it just means that you're able to get stuff done on days where you just don't feel like it, okay? So there are three simple steps here. Let's walk through them. So first, you're going to get creepy clear. I'm not kidding. Creepy clear on your goals and your aims. Now, it does not mean that you're putting any heavy emotional attachment on these goals. So if you say, I'm going to make $53 by tomorrow, it doesn't actually mean that I expect you to magically attract $53 by tomorrow or whatever the woo-woo world says, okay? But getting creepy clear on your specific goals and aims means that for you, you know what you want. It's not that you're just saying, I want a successful business, because a successful business to me might look different than it does to you. Okay, but getting clearer on that. So maybe for me, a successful business looks like, getting to walk on the red carpet with Kate Winslet every weekend. And a successful business for you might look like opening your own shop in St. Louis, Missouri and selling cupcakes. I don't know. Okay, but those are very different visions of a successful business, right? So the same way that you got creepy specific about your ideal client. So remember, the losing 5 pounds is not the same for everyone. sort of thinking, you're going to get creepy specific on your goals. So it's not that you want a thriving business. It's that you want to be booked out with clients that you love working with and taking all expense paid trip to Mexico with the entire family in June. Okay. Maybe that's your goal. So it's not being thriving successful. It's something very specific, concise, clear, and super specific. And you can go back to module zero and remember the goals you set yourself and get even clearer, revise them, or completely and change, ignore them, whatever you want. But we did do this previously. So after you got clear on your goals, you're going to write yourself a strategy to get there. This is the scariest part. Do you remember that how belief how loop? This is the first how. You got clear on your goal, you know what you want, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I can get that, I can get that. And a 180 goes, wait, what? I have to do that? How am I going to do that? Okay, so this is sort of the black hole section of this. This is where you could go deep and start Googling, like, you know, masterminds in China or, you know, log cabins in Vancouver. I mean, you could really go weird with this, and you could end up Googling until your head explodes. Okay, so I'm going to encourage you to close Google. You are not allowed to Google this strategy, okay? You are only allowed to ask yourself questions, and you are only allowed to reference this program, okay? Or any papers you already have on your desk. You can organize what you've already got. But do not go Googling, because that will be a black hole. So, setting yourself a strategy. So, for example, in order to be booked out with amazing clients, I'm going to craft a great offer, create a great client and client intake experience, set up a system for consistent direct offers, build my list to 1,000 people by webinars, social media, and guest posting, and I'm going to launch my program until booked in April. So by asking yourself the question, in order to get to that goal, what do I need to do? You can figure out how to achieve it. Remember, it is simpler than you think. It is much, much, much simpler than you think. And keeping it simple is key. It's super important. And that Google black hole happens when you don't trust yourself. You don't trust what comes up. You don't trust your expertise. And often when you start looking for an easy fix, right? So for example, you know, I'm going to share my apartment hunting strategy with you actually. So looking for apartments, I tend to Google like rent.com or apartmentfinder.com, or in Ireland we have daft.ie, and you sit there and you like look at all these apartments over and over and over again. And you're like, oh, this one has a washing machine. Oh, this one has a sink. Or this one has like carpets on the floor, and this one has a front door. And you go through all these things and it becomes a 3 or 4 hour black hole of nonsense. None of these places are places I want to live. And what really happened there is that I looked at opportunities that I thought existed and easy fixes, somebody just handing me what I want, instead of me knowing what I wanted going in. So if I start the other way around, and this is what I did, I started the other way around. I said I had to have lots of light, preferably big windows, a porch, a washing machine in the building, and I forget something else. Oh, and a full bed or a big bed or something like that. And then I went out and I found apartments, and it was a lot easier to find an apartment when I knew what it was that I actually wanted. It's the same thing here. It may not seem it, but it's actually the same thing here. So knowing what you want means that you can go out into the world and find the strategy that you need to get there, rather than just seeing what's out there, seeing what things people can throw in your laps that'll fix you. Instead, you know what actually needs to happen. So you're going to ask yourself that question in order to get to that big thriving business that looks like a cupcake shop in the middle of St. Louis, Missouri. In order to get there, what do I need to do? It's simpler than you think. But of course, it's easy enough and sometimes quite fun and filled with possibility to brainstorm and strategize all the possibilities for getting to your goals. But the real work, believe it or not, actually comes from implementing it. So all strategies in some way or form have worked. Maybe they won't work for you, but they've worked for somebody, right? And the real work comes in actually sticking with something long enough to see if it works, right? So strategies are great, learning is great, but it only works if you start implementing it. So the last step is breaking your strategy down into a simple checklist, simple checklist, and then scheduling time to get each of those small tasks done, as well as scheduling time to regroup and check your goals and strategies and schedule again. Okay, so what you're doing here is simplifying everything. And that means that the first two steps of this are the brainstorming steps. Those are the parts where you get to be creative and filled with possibility and dreams and goals and feelings. But as soon as you come into this implementing it section, you need to make it so simple for yourself that when that how belief how loops crops back up again, You don't need to start questioning yourself. You don't need to start procrastinating. You don't need to start making excuses because you've already broken it down as simply as it can go. So breaking it down very simply is powerful because it allows you to keep working on days where you're just doubting that it's ever going to work. Okay? And finally, your third step is to schedule time to do it all. And it's great to do that brainstorming and all that great stuff, but you need to be able to sit down and actually implement it, or it's never going to be able to do any good. So breaking that down, scheduling it, and scheduling time to schedule are all very, very powerful, very, very powerful tools for doing this. Each of these tiers, each of these steps needs time in your calendar. So you're going to need time to regroup. You're going to need time to kind of break down that goal again. You're going to need time to look at the strategies that are happening and saying, is this working? Do I need to change something? Or do I stick with it a little bit longer? You need time to schedule and regroup. So implementing is often where we get stuck, but scheduling allows us to keep going and keep going forward, right? So if you find yourself struggling with the implementation problem, it's probably a belief issue. It's probably a belief issue. You've probably gone through that first how, you figured out a strategy, and you're now stuck at that sort of implementation. Why can't I get this stuff done? Okay? So that's the time to sit back and take some time for yourself. That's the time to go spend some time in the wilderness, walking around and feeling really good and just allowing those beliefs to kind of move straight through you. Because if you're struggling to implement, it's not that you don't know how to do what you want to do. It's not that you don't have a strategy, and it's not that you didn't make a simple checklist. It's that something else is stopping you. So notice what behaviors come up when you start stopping. Do you pull out your phone and play Candy Crush? Do you go cook and clean the house? Do you, hopefully you're not cooking the house, but do you go clean and cook? Or do you go for a really long walk? Or do you go for a drive? Or do you go browse apartments on daft.ie? Or do you check all your emails? Or do you spend time on Facebook? What is it that you catch yourself doing whenever you're not actually getting work done? That is one of your behaviors that's indicating what you're actually afraid of. So if you notice those things coming up, take a second, pull that away, and give yourself some space to see what beliefs are really coming up. What is the fear there? What is the belief there? What's the story there? What are you beating yourself up over? What's the thought in your head? Is it, I'm never going to get anything done? Or there's just never enough time? Or I have too much to do and I don't get any help? What are the thoughts that are occurring to you and where are they coming from? Dealing with and facing those beliefs is the key to breaking this loop of how belief how. Absolute key. Without setting your mindset up properly, you're never actually going to be able to walk through that simple checklist. But that simple checklist will allow you to keep going even on days that you're doubting yourself. So if you find yourself struggling to implement, or even if you're struggling to break down all of those strategies into simple checklists, like you're feeling like you're brain blocked on how to break this down, take it a very simple step at a time. Ask yourself, how can I make this simpler? What's really stopping me right now? And what is it that I'm nervous about? And even, how can I make myself comfortable right now? So put on your favorite scarf, put on your favorite song, make yourself comfortable, because if it's a fear issue, sometimes being comfortable really helps. So make it so simple for yourself that all you have to do is really check off simple tasks that you already know how to do. All right, and in the strategy pages, I'll walk you through some more ways to discover the beliefs and the fears and stuff that are holding you back and how to move forward through them. So my final bit of advice is don't put too much time into this goal strategy checklist exercise. It is easy, as I said, Google vacuum or whatever. It's easy to get lost and excited in brainstorming as we do in taking courses and not implementing their strategies. So if you notice yourself taking more than a few days on this exercise initially, take a breath and stick with whatever you've come up with so far and move forward to the next stage of scheduling and implementing, which we'll talk about a little bit more in the next lesson. So know that it doesn't have to be perfect. This does not have to be your forever goal. It just has to be done enough so that you can move forward to the next step.